Chapter 126. "Don't do this," Gabriel begged the senator as he finished at the copy machine. "You're risking your daughter's life." Sexton blocked out her voice, moving back to his desk now with 10 identical stacks of photocopies. Each stack contained copies of the pages Rachel had faxed him, including her handwritten note claiming the meteorite was a fake and accusing NASA and the White House of trying to kill her. "The most shocking media kits ever assembled," Sexton thought, as he began carefully inserting each stack into its own large white linen envelope. Each envelope bore his name, office address, and senatorial seal. There would be no doubt where this incredible information had originated. "The political scandal of the century," Sexton thought, "and I will be the one to reveal it." Gabriel was still pleading for Rachel's safety, but Sexton heard only silence. As he assembled the envelopes, he was in his own private world. "Every political career has a defining moment. This is mine." William Pickering's phone message had warned that if Sexton went public, Rachel's life would be in danger. Unfortunately for Rachel, Sexton also knew if he went public with proof of NASA's fraud, that single act of boldness would land him in the White House with more decisiveness and political drama than ever before witnessed in American politics. "Life is filled with difficult decisions," he thought, "and winners are those who make them." Gabriel Ashe had seen this look in Sexton's eyes before. Blind ambition. She feared it, and with good reason, she now realized. Sexton was obviously prepared to risk his daughter in order to be the first to announce the NASA fraud. "Don't you see you've already won?" Gabriel demanded. "There's no way Zach Herney and NASA will survive this scandal, no matter who makes it public, no matter when it comes out. Wait until you know Rachel is safe. Wait until you talk to Pickering." Sexton was clearly no longer listening to her. Opening his desk drawer, he pulled out a foil sheet on which were affixed dozens of nickel-sized, self-adhesive wax seals with his initials on them. Gabriel knew he usually used these for formal invitations, but he apparently thought a crimson wax seal would give each envelope an extra touch of drama. Peeling the circular seals off the foil, Sexton pressed one onto the pleat of each envelope, sealing it like a monogrammed epistle. Gabrielle's heart pulsed now with a new anger. She thought of the digitized images of illegal checks in his computer. If she said anything, she knew he would just delete the evidence. "Don't do this," she said, "or I'll go public about our affair." Sexton laughed out loud as he affixed the wax seals. "Really? And you think they'll believe you? A power-hungry aide denied a post in my administration and looking for revenge at any cost? I denied our involvement once, and the world believed me. I'll simply deny it again." "The White House has photos," Gabriel declared. Sexton didn't even look up. "They don't have photos, and even if they did, they're meaningless." He affixed the final wax seal. "I have immunity. These envelopes out-trump anything anyone could possibly throw at me." Gabrielle knew he was right. She felt utterly helpless as Sexton admired his handiwork. On his desk sat 10 elegant white linen envelopes, each embossed with his name and address and secured with a crimson wax seal bearing his scripted initials. They looked like royal letters. Certainly kings had been crowned on account of less potent information. Sexton picked up the envelopes and prepared to leave. Gabriel stepped over and blocked his way. "You're making a mistake. This can wait." Sexton's eyes bored into her. "I made you, Gabriel, and now I've unmade you." "That fax from Rachel will give you the presidency. You owe her."
"I've given her plenty."
"What if something happens to her?"
"Then she'll cement my sympathy vote."
Gabriel couldn't believe the thought had even crossed his mind, much less his lips. Disgusted, she reached for the phone. I'm calling the white...
Sexton spun and slapped her hard across the face. Gabrielle staggered back, feeling her lips split open. She caught herself grabbing onto the desk, staring up in astonishment at the man she had once worshipped. Sexton gave her a long, hard look.
If you so much as think of crossing me on this, I will make you regret it for the rest of your life.
He stood unflinching, clutching the stack of sealed envelopes under his arm. A harsh danger burned in his eyes. When Gabrielle exited the office building into the cold night air, her lip was still bleeding. She hailed a taxi and climbed in. Then, for the first time since she had come to Washington, Gabrielle Ashe broke down and cried.